Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffe of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Sadi Beis, Sanhedrin 92a, pagination is 183. We'll start on the facing page on the bottom, three lines up. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol amanei halacha mipi Talmud, a person who withholds halacha, Torah study, Torah learning from a student, Ki'ilu gazlo minachalas avosav, it's as if he's stealing from him his inheritance. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, the Torah was commanded to us through Moshe, Morasha kilas Yaakov, as an inheritance to the congregation of Yaakov, to the descendants of Yaakov. Morasha hi lechol Yisrael, misheshes yimei bereishis. Torah was designated as an inheritance to the entire Jewish people from the beginning of creation. There is, in fact, a medrash that describes Rabbi Yanai's interaction with a certain Am Haaretz, an ignorant Jew, and the ignorant Jew ended up calling Rabbi Yanai a ganav, a thief. And Rabbi Yanai was confused, why are you calling me a thief? And the man said that he doesn't know much Torah, but he knows that when he passed the yeshiva, they taught Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha kilas Yaakov, that Torah is an inheritance to the congregation of Yaakov. It doesn't say kilas Yanai, you and those like you. It says the entire Jewish people. And therefore the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is, Kol amanei halacha mipi Talmid, a person who withholds a halacha from the student, is as if he's stealing from him his inheritance. Why indeed would a person withhold a halacha from a student? So it could be that the Rebbe was busy, could be he was tired, could be he didn't have patience, could be it was beneath his dignity in his perception, or it could be that he thought the student or potential student was a lost cause. But the Gemara comes to tell us, Hamonea halacha mipi Talmid, by withholding from the student, it's like theft. Let's move on to today's daf, which is actually expounding in a variety of ways on a section in Mishle, Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11. Over there in Pasuk Chaf Dalid, the Pasuk says, Yesh mefazer venosaf od. There are people who give generously, they spread what they have liberally, and it adds to them. It ends up giving them more. They're better off because of it, instead of hoarding. And the Pasuk then goes on in Pasuk Chavav to describe the particular dynamic that we're working with, that the Rebbe should share with the Talmud. And it could be another reason he's not sharing is he's hoarding his wisdom somehow. The Pasuk says, Moneya bar, a person who withholds sustenance, Yikavuhu la'om, the nation will curse him, because he's withholding sustenance. And sustenance, Mishle always works with a mashal and a nimshal, a parable and a lesson. So if he withholds sustenance at a time that there's a food shortage, so people are upset with him. Uvaracha l'rosh mashbir, and blessings upon the head of the one who sustains, who provides. So during a famine, for example, a person who has a lot of wealth could have one of two reactions. He could keep it for himself, always worrying about himself, or he could spread the wealth and uses an opportunity to see his wealth as given to him for this precise reason, in order to help people. We have that perspective regarding Esther. She has an asset. She's the queen, right? Assets come in different forms. Sometimes it's money, it's food, it's wisdom, it's connections, whatever it is that you have, whatever your, as we say in Shema, your ma'od is, whatever it is that you have significantly of. So she has two perspectives. One is, I'm the queen, so I have to be careful. And the other is, why do you think you became the queen? So that you should be positioned for this salvation. And therefore, Baracha L'Rosh Mashpir, the person who has the asset and spreads it, blessings upon his head, and he indeed achieves even further greatness. And that's what our Gemara tells us, counting down from the top about seven lines. V'im lamdo mascharo, what is the reward if he does teach? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes, Zocha lebrachos ki Yosef, he merits bracha like Yosef. As the Mashal explains, Yosef is the paradigm of a person who had assets and only wanted to help people. He has the wealth in Mitzrayim in terms of the food during a famine, and he's busy distributing it. Hu hamashbir l'chol am ha'aretz. He's the sustainer to all the people. Shenemar ubracha l'rosh mashbir, blessings upon the head of the sustainer. That's the pasuk in Mishlei that we just quoted. Ve'imashbir ele Yosef, and Yosef is the classic mashbir. Shenemar v'Yosef hu hashalet al ha'aretz, he's the ruler on the land. And simultaneously, hu hamashbir l'chol am ha'aretz, he's the sustainer for the entire population. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.